Welcome back to Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Working our way through this interesting Monday where the weather seems to have kicked into high gear for us again. Talking about some gigantic snowstorms that will be going through the area. Hopefully they aren't nearly as bad as expected. And that can make life difficult on all parties involved. And I would imagine makes things kind of tough on the police officers in and around the area. And that wasn't primarily what we planned on talking about. We may scratch the surface with that. We've got Avon Police Captain Larry Fishbach on the line with us right now. Captain Fishbach, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
So far, so good. I might need my skis to get home, but that's, you know, a different story for a different time, I suppose. This, see, we came on here to talk about coffee with a cop, but while we're on this topic, I would imagine that when it snows like this, and it snows during rush hour, that's got to make things awfully difficult on the department.
It does, obviously, because calls for service go up, traffic crashes go up, so it kind of keeps our guys busy.
I'm sure, and it makes life difficult on all parties involved. But again, I know for you guys, you're always on call, and you know you got to be there when people are requesting your services to come out there and help them out when Mother Nature decides that she does not want to cooperate. But Coffee with a Cop is something that we have discussed with you before, but you guys have another session coming up. It's this Wednesday. What are the basic details? Where is this all going down? When is it taking place, and who all is involved?
Yeah, so we are doing Coffee with a Cop again. We've been doing this since 2014, so we're kind of going on our fourth year here. This Wednesday, January 31st, it's going to be at the Starbucks this time, which is 35825 Detroit Road. It kind of sits out in front of Mark's there. And that's going to be from 8:30 in the morning till 10:30 in the morning.
You mentioned that you've been doing it since 2014. Well, this is an event that really has kind of picked up in popularity. I know for you guys, you try and do it at least once a year. And I know a lot of other departments in and around the county, they try to do it as well. And it seems like it serves a pretty awesome purpose. Where did this all begin?
Actually, this began back in 2011 with the City of Hawthorne Police Department in California. They were trying to find a way, something different to interact with their community, their citizens. And the police chief there had kind of tasked his guys with coming up with something different to just get out to talk to the community. And you know, this is kind of what they came to. It's really a simple plan just to get ourselves out of the police station and, you know, go where the residents and the community members are at, just to talk about any kind of topic. There's nothing really planned. Let the residents, you know, come to us with questions or concerns, and it really helps us get a feel for what's going on in the community.
Avon Police Captain Larry Fishbach is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, talking about this Wednesday's Coffee with a Cop. It's at Starbucks in Avon, and it takes place this Wednesday starting at 8:30. Now, you mentioned Avon's been doing this since 2014. In some of the past sessions that you guys have hosted, what are some of the primary concerns that you've heard from citizens in the past?
With Avon doing so well over the last few years, obviously one of the biggest concerns we always seem to address with the residents is traffic. Too much traffic, too much coming into the city, the neighborhoods, a lot of speeding. Typical, just basic traffic concerns that people have that they see throughout the city, and they want to know, you know, what can the police department do to help? What are they, as residents, can do to help to make awareness and, you know, make the streets and the neighborhoods a little bit safer for our children?
Where are some of those areas where you guys seem to field most of those concerns? I know if you've driven through Avon, people always seem to think that around the commons, the traffic certainly kicks into high gear. And, you know, as you mentioned, with the city growing a ton as it has in recent years and will continue to do so, you'll probably see some other areas that might be looked at as problem areas as far as the traffic goes. But where are some of these primary traffic areas that seem to draw the most amount of concern?
From the residents, is usually in any of the subdivisions. It's really not specific to any one subdivision. It seems like we get very similar traffic complaints from any of the subdivisions where people may be passing through at what some of the residents think might be a speed higher than what's normally posted in a neighborhood. But as far as crashes go, our big corridor area, State Route 83, Detroit Road, right in the Commons area, just because of the heavy amount of congestion of vehicles, seems to give us our greatest concern for traffic crashes.
Had you guys heard many complaints, or have you heard any praise about the new roundabout? Of course, that's more outlying on the city between you guys and North Ridgeville. But have you guys heard any complaints, or have you gotten any praise on that roundabout? Has that helped you guys out at all?
Well, it was kind of strange. Prior to the roundabout, I heard a lot of negativity or doubt. A couple of people thought it was a crazy idea. You know, what were the two cities thinking? Once the roundabout was put in, I've heard nothing but praise. People are so happy that it's in. And to my knowledge, as far as Avon Police Department is concerned, I don't think we've handled any crashes in that intersection related to the roundabout at all. So I'm sure all around everybody's happy it's doing what it's supposed to be doing. It's keeping traffic moving. And like I said, no complaints after it's been opened.
Well, and I can vouch for that because I go by that roundabout a few times every single day, and I can tell you that it certainly has helped out the flow of traffic, and that's wonderful news to report that so far so good. No accidents have been reported out there because it's been out there for, what, 5 months? Something like that?
Yeah, it's been – the great thing about it is there's no traffic signalization there, so even when the power goes out, that roundabout still functions and traffic still keeps moving.
And I think it goes without saying that – that area is a gorgeous area, too, and it actually looks even nicer now with that roundabout. I think you might agree that that roundabout really has kind of cleaned up that intersection a ton.
Absolutely. It was something new for Lorain County and definitely something new for us. Like I said, there was some trepidation, some concerns about it, but like I said, we have no issues up there with traffic continuing to move through there. So I think it was definitely a worthwhile project.
Avon Police Captain Larry Fishbach is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Avon Police Department hosting Coffee with a Cop this Wednesday. It begins at 8:30 in the morning at Starbucks. Now, getting back to that event itself, how does this benefit the police men and women of Avon? How does that benefit the entire department as a whole? Because I would imagine it really kind of gives you guys an opportunity to go out there, face some of the citizens, and I think it's great for the citizens, too, because they get a chance to develop a personal relationship with you guys.
Absolutely. The biggest benefit is that we actually get to have one-on-one conversations with the residents that we serve. Typically, most of the residents, the only thing they really know of the police department are the police vehicles when they're driving down the neighborhood, or if you have a misfortune where the police have to be called into a situation you're involved in. By getting out into the community with Coffee with the Cop, we actually just get to be personable and, you know, show the residents that, you know, our officers are human too. We do make mistakes. We're not perfect. We try to do the best that we can to serve our residents. So this has a great component of getting the residents the ability to see the officers for who they are. And it also gives us an opportunity to hear what some of the concerns are from the residents who may not want to call the police or stop up to the police station to talk to somebody. It's more of an inviting atmosphere for, you know, people just to find out what their police department is doing.
Sure, and I think if nothing else, if you're a resident and you want to go to this thing, it's always nice to know that if you do end up seeing a police officer somewhere down the line, there's at least a little bit of a background, a personal experience now that you've had that one-on-one conversation. And along those same lines, now that you guys have been doing this for almost 4 years now, have you come across a scenario where maybe you have seen a resident at one of these Coffee with a Cop sessions and then seen them again later on down the line, whether it's just passing through a neighborhood or making a routine stop?
Yeah, we've had actually many people from the community who've come up to the Coffee with a Cop that, now we'll see maybe at the local get-go or, you know, one of the guys stopping to get coffee somewhere. And those people now are maybe not as afraid or as shy as to walk up to the officer and feel free to ask questions about, you know, not only what we do as an agency, but, you know, why officers all across the area do certain things that they have to do and that, you know, they happen to see on the news. So it really helps to make more of a comfort level between the officer and the residents.
And I was just going to mention that as well. Do you get the feeling as well that since this program has begun here in Avon, do you get the feeling that that's relieved some of the tensions that are out there? Because I think we talked about this last time. Look, there are going to be things that are put out there in the media. You can't really control those things, and those don't always happen in this community. But do you get the sense that a lot of that tension has kind of been cushioned a bit after having sessions like these?
I think so. I can only speak for the city of Avon, but I can really tell you we have such a great support from the community. I think the Coffee with the Cop program has helped with that. But I can't tell you how many times I go out into the public and our guys will come back and say, hey, you know, people just randomly walk up to our officers and shake their hand and thank them for their service. So we are really fortunate in this community to get the amount of support that we do from the residents.
Very cool stuff. Well, Captain Fischbach, before we let you go, one last time, what are the details for this Wednesday's Coffee with the Cop?
This Wednesday's Coffee with the Cop is happening at Starbucks. It's right out in front of the Mark store at 35825 Detroit Road from 8:30 to 10:30. If anybody's got the time, we'd be more than happy to have them and discuss whatever issues they think are important.
Very good stuff. Well, Captain Fischbach, thank you so much for joining us. A pleasure as always, and we look forward to seeing you this Wednesday for Coffee with the Cop.
Thank you for having me on.
All righty. Great stuff. Again, that's Avon Police Captain Larry Fischbach joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We need to step aside and take a quick break, but we'll come back with more after this on AM 930 WEOL.